So I'm now joined on the phone by Dr. Antoinette Perry, who's the Assistant Professor in Genetics and Cell Biology at the School of Biology and Environmental Science, that is a mouthful, in UCD, University College Dublin. Hello, Antoinette. Hi.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Oh, thanks for joining us today. So, being as today is UN International Day of Women and Girls in Science, you have a Women in Science exhibition being held in UCD today. Can you tell us all about that?
Yes, absolutely. So as you said, February 11th is the designated UN Day for celebrating women and girls in science. So at UCD, at Science in UCD, this year we decided to take an initiative and showcase many of our wonderful women across all different areas within science. So not just academics, but technical and support staff as well. Many of our students, so our undergraduate and postgraduate students. So we have an exhibition on all day in the O'Brien Science Centre where women and our students, so staff and students from across different schools within science have very kindly volunteered, and they've written a brief biography, and we've posters up that are on display all day so people can come and take a look and really be inspired, I guess, by all the different skill sets and hard work, much of which goes on behind the scenes.
Will there be speakers at this event, or...? What else will
No, there's no speakers at the event. No, we just have the posters on display all day. There's schoolgirls coming in, so we're having many of the role models available to chat at about 11 a.m.
Oh, very good. Yes, girls who may be taking up the sciences in college.
Well, these are only, in fact, primary school children. Oh, so it's really just about kind of breaking down barriers. So, for example, an interesting kind of statistic that I came across was that apparently less than 12% of on-screen characters in movies and TV with an identifiable job in STEM, so that's science, technology, engineering or maths, are women. So really, you know, there's a lot of kind of subconscious bias already going on. So just to try and address that.
Yes. Well, it is only a short time, really, when you go back in time. I mean, 1918... women got the vote, and it was only in the 1920s was the first university science class of women.
Wow,
I was looking back, it's just amazing when you look back, there was a picture and they were looking for, did people recognise the people, but it was just from the 1920s. So there is a lot of work to do in trying to break down those barriers that women are, I mean, there was one study they did where they thought the women's brain wasn't, you know, set up for that or big enough, you know, to take on these science subjects. So there are a lot of barriers to be broken down.
Absolutely. So the figures now show that less than 30% of all researchers around the world are women. So, I mean, as you say, it's not that long ago, whereby women were doing science in university, but we still have a long way to go.
Yes, and I suppose as you say, if they don't have, I mean, they're watching on screen characters. There's some now coming out, even in cartoon form or whatever, that are coming out to try and break down those barriers, you know, and then young people can look up to them even as
exactly,
role models.
Yeah.
Well, it's when did this International Day of Women and Girls in Science, when did that start?
It was initiated at the end of 2015, so this is its fourth year in its running.
Oh, right, I see. And have you yourself seen a rise in girls, the uptake of the science subjects?
Do you know, it's very discipline specific. So, for example, in the field that I'm in biology, more than 60% of our undergraduate students are female, which is fantastic. But the numbers wouldn't be so high for maybe some of the other disciplines. So maybe particularly looking at, for example, maybe maths and statistics or physics, the numbers of girls going into those subjects would be a lot lower.
Well, I've two nieces myself, and one is in fund management, so she went into the accounts, the mathematics end of things, and one had done, she'd studied cosmetics and makeup at first, and realised where the money was, because they are higher paid jobs. They are higher paid. So she's now gone and she's in the bank and she's studying accountancy. So I think girls have to realise, you know, so that is the technical end of things, and the science subjects are where the higher paid jobs are.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as things improve and we've more female role models here as well to look at and see. I mean, if you're only taught by males, that does make an impression, I think on you. So as things begin to change, hopefully that will have a positive impact on the number of girls going into those subjects.
Yes, to get more teachers and professors in those
subjects. Yeah, absolutely, exactly. So across all levels, not just, you know, get the females in as students, but also the higher academic levels as well.
And how long is this going on for? I believe it's starting just 10:30. And what time does it go on till? Is it all day?
It's all day, yeah.
All day.
Until the centre closes this evening, yeah.
can anyone drop in?
Yes, they can. I mean, the Science Centre is open, so anyone is free to pop in. And we expect that many of our role models will be floating about for a chat. So do please feel free and to come over and talk to us.
Yes, and be inspired by these fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks so much for taking my call. I know you're very busy there today. So I hope all goes well. And I hope there's a great intake now of the science subjects.
Thank you.
This
thanks
year.
So much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you.